Stand by, Americans. Here's Mail Call, one big package of fun and music delivered to you by the stars you want to hear in answer to the request you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA.
And now the pilot is on the bridge, all lines have been cast off, and we're ready to set sail aboard the good ship Mail Call. And here to skipper us through the next half hour is 5 feet 6 inches of beautiful femininity. Gorgeous Kathy Down.
Well, thank you, and ahoy there, mates. Welcome aboard. And now, if all hands will muster on the quarterdeck, we'll pass the word for our guests to stand by and get started with entertainment at its best. The waters are smooth and clear tonight, but nevertheless, this ship is going to rock and roll with music and with laughter. And here come our first guests with an old favorite, the Gaucho Serenade. It's the Charioteers. Take it, gang.
Every night when the moon is shining bright down in Rio de Janeiro, comes a gent with a mellow instrument and a colorful sombrero. Then he sings and the melody he brings so tenderly played is called the Gaucho Serenade. La 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 la. Si, senor, he's a happy troubadour on a patio to find him. Si, senor, he will go from door to door, leaving happiness behind him. All the sweet senoritas hurry out to join the parade and hear the Gaucho Serenade. La 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 la.
Every night when the moon shines bright on Rio de Janeiro, comes a gent from Malabisto and a colorful sombrero. Then he sings and the melody he brings so tenderly played, it's called a Gaucho Serenade. La 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 la. Si, senor, he's a happy to go to party, oh, you'll find him. Si, senor, he will go from door to door, leaving happiness behind him. All the sweet senoritas hurry out to join the parade and hear the Gaucho Serenade.
Oh, the Gaucho Serenade. The Gaucho Serenade. The Gaucho Serenade. Tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la, 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 tra-la-la-la-la. Oh, the Gaucho Serenade.
Thank you, Charioteers. That was swell. The good ship Mail Call is really moving now. Next on our roster, fellows, is a man that needs very little introduction. He's appeared with us before, and your letters and requests have brought him back again tonight. Here he is, Victor Borga.
Well, I'm a little nervous, but I'll get over that. See, I've been asked to do something, and as a matter of fact, I've been asked to tell something about my life story, how I became a pianist, and so on and so forth. And, well, see, I was, might as well begin with the beginning. I was born... I was born... Yeah. And when my mother saw me, she was taken to the hospital. Then I grew up. I started to grow up, and I grew up, and I... Actually, I wasn't like other children from 4 to 6. See, I was 7 already then. And... I remember this. This is a very important incident that happened. See, I was sitting, I remember it as if it were 30 years ago. I was sitting in my room. I was just a little boy. I was sitting in my room. And my father came in. See, my father was much older than I was. He came in. And I sat there on the right. Yeah, he came in from the other... I didn't know he came in from the other side. See, he was left-handed. But I sat there, and he came in, and I can see it for me as if it were 30 years ago. He came in, he said... first of all, he came in, and he was very angry because he found me in front of a roaring fire. And that made him very angry because we didn't have a fireplace. Well, there I was, and there he was. He said, Borge! See, my father could never remember my first name. He said, Borge, I'm ashamed of you. When I was your age, I was 11. And that's when the whole thing started. That was way back in Denmark. You know, Denmark is a very small country, you know. Everybody lives in houses there because they... when they get out of the houses, they're in Sweden, see? Well, anyway, he wanted me to play the piano. And the first number, that's the one I would like to play now, the first number I ever learned to play. My sister was my first teacher. And she taught me the Minute Waltz by Chopin as the first number I ever learned to play while she taught me the piano. She was my first teacher and a very, very good teacher. She taught me the piano. And she was... the Minute Waltz by Chopin was the first number she ever taught me while we... And she is a brilliant piano player herself, a world-famous piano player, and I'm very pleased to introduce her. Her name is... Wait a minute, this is ridiculous. She's my only sister. Wait a minute. I've spoken to her so often. Well, it won't make any difference. I recognize her when I see her. And here's the Minute Waltz by Chopin. It won't take long. Oh, by the way, the Steinway people asked me to tell you that this is a Baldwin piano. Minute Waltz by Chopin. That's all. She was only my half-sister. Well. I would like to, as a matter of fact, but that can wait. And I will do that afterwards, because first I would like to show you how to compose a modern song hit. As a matter of fact, before I do that, I would like to ask you, is there anything you would like to hear particularly? What was that?
Blue Serenade.
Blue Serenade. Anything else?
Holiday.
Yes, anything else? Come on, we got time. That's all right. Doesn't make any difference. I know exactly what I'm going to play, but it sounds... Compose a modern song hit. As a matter of fact, it'll be $2 extra. You know that the old composers, they were sitting up day and night waiting for the inspiration. And that was that. Now the modern composers. The modern composers, they sit up day and night too and wait. And, well, sometimes. And then... all of a sudden, nothing happens. And then they do what I'm... going to show you now. I might as well do it this way. I have a pile of music in front of me. Here are all the old masters and... we have here all the old masters and... all they do when they are going to compose a modern song hit is that they take a pair of scissors and this pile of music. And now let us see what we can get some inspiration from. Now, let's see. First, we have here Tchaikovsky. Let's play a little by Tchaikovsky. Think that has got a chance. This one will never be popular. Take another. here's a little Schubert. Too old. Let's take the other side. Now we can use a few bars of it and we'll cut it up. Maybe this is a pair of big scissors, but it's a long number anyhow, so there's me. This is it. Now trim it a little bit. That's it. Cut it out here a little bit. Oh. Now let's see what we've got. I'll play that way. I think I missed one here on the floor. Here it is. Just found it. I had to cut it in half. Put it on there this that.
That's it.
Now we need one more. Let's see what we can do here. Let's see. Next one is Franz Schlitz. A little Chopin. Oh, that should be good. Chopin, you know, it's the fellow with the Polonaise. That's a little too gay. Let's get something. Strauss. This is wonderful. Just a minute. That's what it says. Oh, I'm sorry, I have the music upside down. That's what we want. We just take a corner of this. Now we have the serenade by Schubert and the Blue Danube by Strauss. We just maybe need a few bars for the finale, and we will take Shostakovich. Shostakovich. Just a moment. Thank you.
till he gets sober. I think we have enough. let me see now. What is it? It doesn't say much here, you know. It's a little difficult to... Oh, yeah, this is a serenade by Schubert and the Blue Danube by... Is I'm colorblind? The Blue Danube by Strauss. We'll put them together now and call it the Blue Serenade Danube by Strubert. And here's how it sounds. If...
Wonderful, Victor. That combination of Strauss and Schubert is really great, too. And now, fellows, comes another gent that plays the piano a bit. He also does a little composing on the side. Just to name a few of the songs he's written, there's Body and Soul, Coquette, Out of Nowhere, and a few more. And here he is with a medley of his great tunes, Johnny Green. Oh, Johnny, that was wonderful. He also does a little composing on the side. Just to name a few of the songs he's written, there's Body and Soul, Coquette, Out of Nowhere, and a few more. And here he is with a medley of his great tunes, Johnny Green. Johnny, that was wonderful. All those tunes bring back memories. You keep on writing songs like those, and the world will keep right on singing them. And now, gang, I see that it's almost closing time, so let's put the lid on this session by calling the Charioteers back for an encore. Come on out here, fellows, and give us a little of Lily Bell.
Got eyes that sparkle like the lilies sprinkled with dew.
Tell me who.
Lily Bell. And who's got lips as fresh as autumn rain when summer is through?
Tell me who.
Lily Bell.
Would you like a sunbeam on a rain? Smiles your way.
Who's got all the leaves a flutter so they're ready to fall?
Lily Bell.
Birdies take one look at her and stop their singing to call.
My, you're swell.
There's one more thing to tell.
Do tell.
If your eyes are open and you think you're seeing a dream,
it's Lily Bell. Who's got eyes that sparkle at you?
Lily Bell. Same gal.
Well, would you like a sunbeam?
Sunbeam.
On a rainy day.
On a rainy day. You can catch a sunbeam.
When she smiles your waving hand.
What do you say? Who's got all the leaves? Are they ready to? Lily Bell.
Birdies take one look at her and stop their singing to call.
My, you're swell.
Oh, and incidentally,
there's just one more thing to tell.
To tell.
If your eyes are open and you think you're seeing a dream, it's Lily
Bell. Oh, thanks, boys. That was swell. And now I see that my motor launch has pulled alongside, and it's time for me to go ashore. I've had a wonderful time aboard the good ship Mail Call tonight, and I hope it's been as much fun for you. This is your skipper, Kathy Downs, reminding you to keep those letters coming. So long, and smooth sailing.
Call is secure. Signatures on tonight's log include the Charioteers, Victor Borga, Johnny Green, and of course, your beautiful skipper, Kathy Downs. And remember, another mail call will be coming your way next time you hear. Thank you. Mooney speaking. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.